Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning, warning, warning. Today's show may be about pigs. It also may increase your jocularity, your knowledge, and give you an excellent way to take 15 minutes breaks. A 15 minute break. Oh, whatever.
We know what
you're doing, Gene.
We know what you're doing. I'm doing good.
I just don't take myself so seriously. And if I make a mistake, I roll with it and just say, y'all know what? I made a mistake. Sue me for being human.
Julia Childs was my favorite at that. She was a giant in that field. She'd spill something all over the place, and instead of starting the camera again, she'd say, oh, I'm so glad that happened, and then explain how to clean it up nicely and entertain you while she's doing it.
Yes.
Cool. Just like all that jocularity that she had.
Yeah, she was a jocular woman.
Definitely.
So today...
And, she probably cooked...
I
was thinking... Pigs!
Well, she probably did.
Yeah. Happy National Pig Day, everyone.
Happy National Pig Day.
Pigs
I have
off,
a word
awesome.
Of the day for you.
Please.
Porcine. Have you ever heard of porcine?
Porcine with a P.
P as in pig. O-R-C-I-N-E.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since French is P-O-R-C, it may be a French-derived word having to do with pigs. Or pork, perhaps.
Well, it does. It is. It can be.
Awesome.
It's from the Latin, porcus, which means pig.
Pig.
Porcine
awesome.
Insulin is obtained from a pig pancreas. Skin graft is one in which pig skin is used for surgical treatment of burns or other serious skin injuries. And
so
if you ever see...
related to pork or pig, then that's...
Right. If you ever see... or hear someone say he has porcine features, they mean he looks like a pig.
Oh, my goodness. A polite
yes.
way to say, to insult someone's face.
It
you
is.
Know,
it kind of
you
means
know,
piggish.
Piggish. Well, you know, and I want to tell you something, that the language difference that we've just kind of been talking about, these words, that in the English language, most of our words, they all come from Latin, like the French, but a lot of our words come from French and the Anglo-Saxon tradition and the Germanic languages. So
we did a show on that earlier.
Well, we did, you know.
Several episodes back, we did a show on where language, you know, words in English that we've borrowed from other countries,
mm-hmm.
other languages.
And the idea is that the talking about pigs is that we call them swine or pork. In the French, it was pork with a C, and being able to call them pork with the K came more from the Anglo side. But everybody, yeah. So
did you know that swine is a male pig?
No. I never heard of that.
That's why... Sometimes people refer to men in a derogatory sense as He's a swine.
Wow.
But you know, they don't want to call him a dog. So they call him a swine.
The farm, when I talked to him, they looked at me funny about that because I did not know that. I thought it was a general term.
No, it's and you know what a female pig is called?
What?
Cows or sows?
Interesting.
Now, do you know how many offspring they typically give birth to?
Oh, my. A lot at a time, potentially.
About 12. Usually about twice a year. Do you know what baby pigs are called?
I guess they're piglets.
They are piglets. And Piglet is one of my favorite characters from The Hundred Acre Wood.
Oh, yes.
Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, Piglet, Owl, Kanga, Roo.
And Christopher.
And Christopher Robin. Yep. And if anybody wants to see some really cute pictures of pigs, go to our Blog Talk Radio slideshow. We've got some great pictures. And we're taking calls today. The show's only lasts 15 minutes, so you better hurry up and give us a call. 516-418-5651. Only today, March 1st. So if you're listening live, give us a call. Now you've got
listening later on, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
you know, the thing about pigs.
Facts about pigs, don't you?
Well, the thing about pigs I was going to bring up is that they've typically in our culture been, like you were saying earlier, the derogatory term toward men was referring to a pig or a swine. But in real life, pigs are actually get a lot of respect in a lot of regards. They're regarded as very smart, one of the most intelligent creatures. And it occurred to me that one of my favorite books as a young man learning was a book by George Orwell, and it was a story about the farm animals taking over the land, you know, the farm. And the leader, the smart ones that came up with all the plans and how to figure things out were the pigs.
Wow.
They were the smartest. Yeah.
Did you know that pigs were among the first animals to be domesticated?
Interesting.
About 9,000 years ago in China and also in a region of what is now Turkey. And they brought those domesticated pigs to Europe about 7,500 years ago.
Well, I know they're still running around wild out in the woods in a lot of places as well. You know, the wild pigs are like any wildlife that have been displaced. A lot of times they're interacting with the humans in some way that usually the pigs have to go. But I know that they're still out there all over the place, wild.
Yes, and you know, and where I live in Merritt Island, there are a lot of wild pigs.
Really? Because that's like almost town. Well, where I've been.
Huh. Well, there's town, but, I mean, there's also the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge, which is up near NASA, and there are hundreds of acres of protected wetlands, and they've got there's a big birding festival that goes on every January because the birds actually go to the Merritt Island Wildlife Refuge during it's part of their migrational flyway, I guess they call it.
Like always stop over.
Yes. And so they've got...
Oh, very cool.
If you go on any tour with the NASA people, the NASA bus or whatever, they will tell you and often show you the big bald eagle's nest that's up in a dead pine tree that I think is probably going to be dying and unable to support the nest probably because those nests can get up to 150 pounds.
Oh, they're huge, yeah.
And they have a couple that have been flying there and have been there, the same birds for more than 20 or 30 years. But they'll
wow,
show you alligators awful. And other birds as they pass through.
Mm.
I've never seen it on their tours, but they do have, they mentioned the wild pigs.
Right. Well, I know they're in the woods out there. When I first moved to the state of Florida, I remember I went to work for a guy and we went out to his house and he lived in the woods and there was this old wire pen in back. And he said that was a hog catching pen. And he grew up in that house and he said they used to catch pigs and they'd catch them and then they'd feed them some nice rich food for a while so they'd taste better and then they'd eat them.
But wow.
I'd never seen anything like that, you know, I came from out west where we didn't really have the wild pigs. And so it was totally unique to me. I asked him if we could try it and he said no. He didn't do that anymore.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you too something else where I want to make sure that everybody knows that about pigs. Now, they're awfully fast. And if you ever get a chance to watch one, especially like a wild pig will attack you. They're mean. They just are terribly aggressive and don't want any humans around them. And they can run fast. What is it, 15 miles an hour, I think I read. And a regular pig can run 11 miles per hour. But
something like that, yeah.
If you watch them, they like to run zigzag. So if you run in a straight line and you can run faster than 15 and there's nothing in the way, and you're going, you can probably beat the pig. Because I've heard you run zigzag if you're getting chased by an alligator. So in Florida, you got to know when to zig or when to zag.
Maybe that's why the pigs, that may be why the wild pigs do that.
It could be. Wow, I hadn't thought of that.
Because they're out there living with these alligators.
That's awesome.
And they have to be careful.
What a great...
Gotta be careful. It's 12:12, Gene. That means
that's
we have
awesome.
3 minutes left in this show.
Oh, 12:12, huh? Angel numbers. We must have
hit
something right on them. Yes,
12:12 is definitely an angel number.
And so that's how
and
we
know
that
that
was true.
I'm going to use up a couple of those minutes to tell you what that number means.
Okay.
Stepping out of your comfort zone and starting anew in your life. You begin pushing yourself towards something different because you feel like you're not at the place where you want to be on your journey. Now, who does that sound like? I think it sounds like everybody at Be Unique someday.
So you know what? It really is. It's everybody who's on the journey and they got one foot in the stirrup. And just trying to hold on to that horse while it takes off because people are all over the world right now.
Have you ever been on a runaway horse?
Oh, my goodness, I have. And it's not good.
There's
no stopping it.
I don't know how old I was exactly. I want to say I was about 17 or 18. I wasn't yet married. And my cousin her father had three horses. One was just this sweet old buckskin quarter horse, just as sweet as she could be. Don't remember her name. I think it was Buttercup or something like that.
Oh,
the other one
cute.
Was, I believe she was a quarter horse thoroughbred mix. Her name was Parakeet. How they got that name, I don't know. Beautiful red horse with black markings. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Oh, she'd bite you. She'd try to kick you, throw you off.
Yeah,
if she sensed that you didn't know how to ride her. I was never allowed to ride Parakeet because I was a novice. They let me ride the old fat buckskin because she didn't care. Then one day, I don't remember why, my uncle decided that I needed to ride Streak. Streak lived up to his name. He was an Arabian. He was a runner. And we were fine. My cousin and I took Streak, and she took Parakeet that day because they were trying to bond. So we went riding and went walking through the woods, and it was cool because we had these little hills and creeks and watch out for the branches and all this kind of fun stuff. And then she said, why don't we go out here? And out here was where they were in the process of creating I-95. Now, this will tell you how long ago this was. I-95 was just a dirt road. And Streak saw freedom running. Nothing in his way. No branches, no creeks, no hills, no rocks, no trees, no nothing. Just an open road. Now, he ran and ran and ran. And I screamed and screamed and screamed. I held on for dear life. I never fell. I just rode, but I was getting the ride of my life. And when we got back, I mean, my cousin didn't know what to do. She kind of came home before me. Streak eventually slowed down. He came home by himself. I'm crying and screaming and all hysterical because that's the kind of girl I used to be. My uncle said, I got off, you know, of course. He said, get back on. I said, no. He said, you're getting back on this horse. I said, I can't. So he got on the horse and he rode that horse until the horse was lathered in sweat. So he brought the horse back and he said, okay, you've got to get on this horse. He said, I don't care if you just walk around the yard with him. You're riding this horse. So I did. And after that, Streak and I were real good friends. And he knew that I was not necessarily the master, but he knew that I knew the master and he knew not to mess with me anymore.
And you were going to get back up on the horse.
Yep. I got back up on the horse, which has nothing to do with pigs.
Well, but
and our show
what?
Is over.
But I'll tell you what, it was an interesting story, and it, Buckskins are my favorite horse, so matters. That's the one they gave me, the city kid, when I went to the farm to ride the big old 14-year-old Buckskin with arthritis, and he would never go when they all took running in their fast horses, and I'd catch up later. And then when it was time to go back to the barn, then he would run, and he'd run, and he wouldn't stop. You couldn't stop him.
He saw that barn. He was going home.
Anyway, I'll tell you, I guess it is time. We got to get out of here. Our break is over. Now, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to play.
Now,
I think it's just a musical of my favorite thing. These are my favorite things. Because pigs are one of my favorite things. And you can tell everybody what you normally tell everybody at the end of a show.
Well, sure, because we want to make sure everybody knows how much we appreciate you. We really do. Joining us, please join us tomorrow. And look forward to hearing from you online. Now, if you visit beunique.org, you can find out about all our shows. That's
B-U-N-E-K-E. Do that again.
.org. BUNEKE.org. Or we
there's
can
our
find
jocularity.
Facebook, and our jocularity.
Oh, mercy. But, what would we do if we couldn't laugh, Gene?
Well, we'd just be full of knowledge, you know. Everybody knows we're already full of it. So.
We're full of something.
At least it's some jocularity, too. So that's good.
Yeah. All right. We'll
All
see
right.
you tomorrow, folks. Bye, everybody.
See you then. Bye.